We find ourselves exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, a Veterans Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show, and all day long we've been honoring veterans. I honored my personal veteran a little earlier this morning. At 11 o'clock, Mayor Whalen, who is with us right now, will be honoring veterans during her Veterans Day and VFW Post 5868 celebration at Monument Point in Heisler Park. Here to talk to us about that and a bunch of other stuff this morning, Mayor Bob Whalen. Thank you for being in here this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you for having me, Ed, on this incredibly beautiful Thursday morning.
Oh, isn't it? It's the perfect day. Today, as I walked outside for a moment just a few minutes ago, it's the perfect day out there.
It's just remarkable. Yeah.
Perfect day.
So it'll be a great day to be down at Monument Point to honor our veterans at 11 o'clock, and I hope those listening are able to come and join and pay their respects.
I know that throughout the course of your life and throughout the course of your career that you've met and run across and maybe even are related to veterans. Talk to us about those that served and the importance of their service, the jib that a veteran is cut from, if you will.
Well, you know, the generation I'm most familiar with is what, you know, is referred to as the greatest generation, because that was my dad and uncles and aunts, all who served, you know, back in World War II. It was the WACs, where the women served. And, you know, that everyone just picked up and did their duty back then. And it was, but they were so understated about it. You never heard them talking about it, really. I have so many friends and people of my generation said, gee, I never really knew, you know, how much my dad or my mom sacrificed, you know, in their service, because they never really talked about it. They just moved on from it. And all around the world every day, it's so easy to, you know, get up and look at the beautiful weather outside and just take it for granted. But there are thousands and thousands of Americans out there all around the world every day working to keep us safe. And, you know, we owe them all a tremendous tremendous thanks and respect for what they've done.
Agreed, and we hope to get as many people as can possibly make it out to Monument Point in Heisler today. Well said, sir. Last night we had a Wednesday city council meeting. Kind of threw me off for a little bit there. I'm thinking, all right, well, I mean, where am I in the course of a week? But staff presented a cost of service study result last night, and I'm curious as to some of the things that you'd like to see. Maybe first of all, regarding the increase on appeals, you had mentioned something about maybe a bigger deposit, and if you win your appeal, how does that work? How did you envision that working?
Well, you know, the first of all, the cost of service study, which hasn't been done since 2004, unfortunately, and now that's why, as I said, you do a current cost of service study 16, 17 years later, and you get a sticker shock when you look at really what the cost of providing these various services are.
Right.
Does not mean we're going to raise all the fees to equal the cost of service. In fact, I think that, you know, people heard last night, at least from me and some others on council, that's not what we intend to do. But we will be raising some fees. On the appeal, I think the appeal fee would have gone from $700 and something to $5,700 if you raise the thing the whole way.
Right.
Obviously, we're not going to do that. We're not going to make it that expensive for somebody to appeal. My thought was, though, we do get, honestly, we get some good appeals and tough appeals, and then we get some frivolous appeals.
Right.
And my thought was, well, maybe you put up a bigger deposit at the beginning, and if you win your appeal, you get, you know, a chunk of it back. If you lose your appeal, you pay the higher fee. I don't know if that'll gain traction or not, but that was one thought. But the bigger context on the whole thing was, and I think the interesting part of the discussion was, how everybody, right from our director of community services on down, everybody wants to do a better job to provide services to people who are going through the process of, you know, remodeling their homes or building a new home or coming in to remodel a business or build a new commercial building. So that's the ultimate objective, improve service.
Right. That was the overall of what I got. I agree with you. Now, regarding I love the fact of the bigger deposit, and if you win your appeal, you move on. I really like that's a put your money where your mouth is type of thing there, because you're right. If there is a frivolous appeal, yeah, are you willing to put your money where your mouth is there? Regarding the increased fees, I noticed people asking that shouldn't we improve service first? Now, we kind of have a chicken or the egg situation there.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can't, in my mind, you can't improve service without increasing some staff. I've had lots of discussions, I think other council members have too, with our, you know, city manager, with the community development director. Listen, the volume of work has gone up. People are, you know, this is, a lot of this is pandemic related, a lot of it's economy related, but everybody's, you know, remodeling their house or adding on or, you know, in some cases, scraping away and building new. And the workload in there is has been overwhelming for a couple years. And yes, there's been some turnover, but now they're fully staffed again. But I think fully staffed to current levels still, in all likelihood, is not enough. And we're going to have to, and the department will look at that and come back. That's what we said. Look, we're not going to just increase fees without knowing what the plan is. So come back to us with a plan for how you're going to improve things and what you need to get that done, and then we'll look at the fees in tandem with that.
Right. And we hear people calling for streamlining of the process, and I believe you made a point last night about, yeah, it's a good, it sounds good, and streamlining the process definitely sounds good, but we sacrifice sometimes by streamlining. What do we sacrifice by streamlining in the review process? What could
we
sacrifice?
I think that,
what are the possibilities?
Our zoning plan check is very, very complicated. And, you know, a lot of it, although we've taken some actions in the last couple of years to put more of things into administrative design review, for example, as opposed to a full public hearing, which is more costly, more timely, more time consuming. There was when we had that debate, and I think when we have debate in the future as to streamlining, there are going to be some people who are concerned that, oh, you're giving too much, you know, you're taking it away from the public discussion, and you're giving too much discretion as staff to make an administrative decision, or you're giving, like we did in the downtown specific plan that we're still trying to get through coastal, you give as a matter of right, you know, instead of everybody going to a hearing for a conditional use permit to change from a, you know, a women's clothing store to, some other kind of product store. We say, well, no, you can do that as a matter of right. You don't have to go to a hearing. But so you can see, you're less discretion, right, on the part of an appointed body or the city council to make every decision. And that's what streamlining means. You're necessarily turning some of it over to staff, or just granting it as a matter of right.
Right. And keeping that in mind, last night regarding outsourcing, Mark Weiner wants to bring things like, for instance, the building plan check, which is a super detailed thing, wants to bring that in-house and not outsource it, but still outsource the simpler things. But for the big things, bring that in-house. Is that something you agree with?
Yeah, I do. I certainly respect Mark's opinion on that. I think what he was saying there was, look, a lot of the more complicated ones are very technical. We've got a very complex code, and I think ultimately that's the task. See if we can simplify the code in some ways and make it more consistent internally. But yeah, he's saying, look, a lot of times the stuff difficult stuff that we contract out, oftentimes they don't have the background and experience either with our code, so you have to redo it or then take another look at it internally. So I think he's got a good idea there, and maybe some of the easier ones, he said, like, you know, solar or a fence or something that's not as big a deal, or a little wall replacement or something, you know, you just sub that out.
Okay. And what are we doing regarding the extension of outdoor dining and the parklet program? Is that happening? It's happening for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, we did. You know, the governor passed or signed a bill that allowed out to 2024 outdoor dining to continue without regard to replacing parking spots. And we did it last night. We had a good discussion about it. Had a number of our local restaurant owners in the tell us how important it's been, how much their customers love it. And so we did extend it for 2 years. That's the same as we've previously extended the promenade to out to the end of 24. Or the end of 23, beginning of 24. And we had a little discussion about the fees. So they will be paying some modest fees for a year. And where we ended up was we want to revisit the fees at the end of the year and, you know, see where things are. We might increase the fees at the end of the year. I think the overall feeling, though, was, you know, they're still getting back on their feet. We heard that from the restaurateurs who were in last night. So we got some modest fees in year one, and we'll look at it again at the end of the year. But yeah, two years on the park with and the outdoor dining.
Right, I heard.
We'll continue.
Okay, excellent. And I heard you might have a future in the kitchen with Alessandro there. So,
you know, it's interesting. They were commenting, and I think anyone running a business out there is experiencing this now. They're just saying it is very, very difficult to get all the staff they need to, you know, run the restaurants. And it's a challenge. You know, you read it every day in the papers. It's a challenge around the country. So, So I said, hey, maybe I can learn how to cook.
Yeah. You know, that wouldn't be a bad gig. It really wouldn't. So the guy from Wild Taco said something. This might end up with a really naive question, and I apologize for that ahead of time. But I noticed something. The guy from Wild Taco said something that caught my ear last night. One of his challenges in opening the store, opening the shop and running the business was homeless people sleeping on the sidewalk in front of his store out there. And I know you've heard Heidi Miller say the same thing. And as I was reading next Tuesday's agenda, we're next Tuesday going to be looking at the purchase of police department vehicles. We're going to spend about $500,000 total on police department vehicles. And you and I have spoken before here on the program about the need and cost of mental health professionals to be community outreach officers to help the two that we currently have. And I think you gave me the cost of somewhere, if we needed four of them, it might be somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000. Here comes the naive question. Wouldn't it be possible to, instead of just offering $500,000 for cars, to also add in another $500,000, make it an even million, and provide the police with the opportunity to hire more community outreach professionals?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, one of the other things we have on the agenda next Tuesday night is the Housing and Human Services Committee goals for 2022. And one of the things they're going to discuss in there is on the human services side, you know, do we look at doing what some of the Huntington Beach has done and some other cities in Inland Orange County, which is they've, you know, contracted with this BWOC, which is really professionals, you know, mental health professionals, and they come in mobile vans and help provide services to these people, which is what our community, you know, outreach officers do. But they're great, and they're fantastic at what they do, but they're not trained mental health professionals. And I'd like to see us look at that like some other cities have here, to bring those kind of resources here. And, you know, rather than, you know, going from two to four police officers, seeing if we can't get some more professional help in that's trained, you know, in a way that a lot of these individuals on the street really need, which is mental health services and somebody to connect them to services in the county.
Right. Okay. And the cost of that, you're still estimating the cost to be around the same, even using that service?
You know, I don't know what the cost of it would be, and I imagine it would be, you know, probably, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars. So we'll have to, I want to look at that and see what we can do. I mean, other cities have looked at it and, you know, vetted it, and seem to have, from what I'm hearing, they're pleased with the results of it.
Okay. All right. Mayor Whalen, as always, I know your day is busy, and you had a late night last night. Why Wednesday instead of Tuesday, by the way?
Oh, we just, I wanted to add another meeting because we'd been going so late. You know, we had that one meeting that went to 1 a.m. We had a couple others that were almost midnight. And it just, people's schedules. We couldn't, not everybody could make it on Tuesday. So, you know, looking for a day to add in, it ended up being Wednesday. But it did feel a little strange sitting down there on a Wednesday night instead of a Tuesday night.
Right.
But anyway, we'll meet next Tuesday, and then we're off till December 14, and that's our only meeting in December. So this one next week is probably my last one as mayor, and then we turn over in December. At the meeting on the 14th, we reorganize and appoint committees and so on. So
right, I suddenly
left for the year.
I suddenly just got a little melancholy here. I just now realized, wow, yeah, that'll be your last. And so we'll just talk maybe once or twice more with you as mayor, maybe, huh?
Yeah. I think so. You know, it's been a long run, three years in a row. I think I'm the only one that's. That I know of, at least in modern times, has done 3 years running. But it's been a pleasure. But we'll talk more about that.
All right. And then afterwards we'll have you come in here and help me out with the music. You'll have time. Yeah, that'll be cool. Mayor Bob Whalen, as always, we thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Ed.
Have
a great day.
I'm going to send you off with a little Chicago this morning. Feeling stronger. 8:45 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.